What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and I'm really excited. Let me move this. This is in my way. There we go. I'm really excited. I'm stoked. I'm so happy y'all are here, because this is my favorite time of the year. This is the start of the new school year. So for all of my teachers, all of my support staff, my administration, my school board members, my students, welcome to the start of the 2022-23 school year. And this is thrilling. And what happens often when people start a new school year is your teachers have plans, your students show up. Is that fair? And what I want you to think about this year. I mean, some of you are starting school this week. Some of you are starting next week. Every school district is different, but I want you to take a minute and really think about what your goals are for this school year. What do you want? Do you want it to be something where you're just there? Do you want it to be something where you're engaged? Do you want it to be something where you have these amazing goals academically that you don't think you can achieve that kind of scare you a little bit? Because truth be told, if your dreams don't scare you at least a little bit, you're not really dreaming big enough, I don't think. So I want you to take this year and really think through what you want. I have a new student that I'm working with, and for our first meeting, that was exactly what we did. I sat down with her and I said, hey, what are your plans for this year? And she goes, honestly, Bobby, things aren't looking too good. I've got a 1.4 GPA. I'm taking a biology class that I don't think I'm going to pass. And I just kind of want to survive. And I said, okay, I get that. I do. Because going through school is not just a matter of, I'm showing up and I'm leaving. There are social aspects you have to balance. There are emotional aspects you have to balance. There are extracurricular things that you have to balance in addition to having a social life. That's a lot of stuff, y'all. That's being a student, that's exhausting. And as we started working through a plan for her, I said, all right, socially, what do you want to accomplish this year? What are your goals socially? And she goes, I just want to get out of my house. I spend most of my time locked up. I spend most of my time reading or writing my poetry or drawing. And as fun as that is, I need to be out with my friends. And it's not that my friends don't invite me out. I just don't go. And I said, cool, there's a lot to unpack there. You at least have a goal there. Awesome. So we've got socially. Emotionally, what do you want to go through? And she got really quiet. Really quiet. And she goes, let me get back to you on this one, but as of right now, because I don't know how to describe it, but all I know that I want is I want to have a whole week of being excited to be around people. And I said, yo, that's awesome. You don't have to go deeper into that. Go as deep into that as you're comfortable with, but I'm not going to pry. You at least have an idea of what you want. I said, all right, extracurriculars, what are your goals? She goes, I want to do that one last. I said, all right, fine. We'll do that last. Academically, what do we have? And she goes, I want to pass this biology class. She goes, the past 2 years, I've just not really cared about school, I'll be honest, and I want to pass this. I said, okay, what do we have to do to get you to pass this? And she goes, I have to study. I said, okay, let's peel back this onion a little bit. What kind of a learner are you? And I know that learning theory has been debunked as far as like you are one of the four learning styles. Not so much that they don't work, but more so that every person has elements of all of them instead of being like, I'm an auditory learner. This is the only way I learn. That's not how it works. And she goes, well, I think I do best by listening to things, but I also like doing them at the same time. I said, okay, so we can take a little bit of tactile learning and throw that in with the auditory learning and we can make this work. So for her and I, that's going to mean a lot of quizzing. So she's going to, you know, make up a study guide because she's going to type it up. That's going to give her that tactile feel plus the research aspect of it. She's going to send it to me and I'm just going to quiz her on it. And we're going to hop on a Zoom call and just go back and forth. And it's going to be amazing. I said, all right, let's get back to that last one. What do you really want to do extracurricular wise? And she goes, I really didn't want to talk about this with you. And I said, that's fine. I'm not really worried about that. What do you want to do like with your extracurriculars? She goes, think I want to join the track team this year. I said, okay, what events are you thinking? And she goes, I've always wanted to pole vault because it just looks amazing and I want to try it. I said, all right, cool. We'll come up with a plan to get you ready for that because, you know, it's summer and that's not starting until the spring. So let's get working now so you're ready when the time actually comes. And after this 30-minute conversation, her entire mood just switched. And I asked her at the end of the call, I said, how do you feel? And she goes, honestly, Bobby, I feel very hopeful. And for everybody listening, I want you to, or watching this on YouTube, take your pick. I want you to really be hopeful for this year. I want you to realize that your abilities are possible. Your dreams, you can make them happen. The things that you want to do with this school year are at your fingertips. The world is your oyster. You can pick and choose whatever you want. You can be as successful or not successful as you choose to be. And I don't mean that as like, oh, you have to be successful. That's not what I'm saying. Sometimes you're going to run into scenarios where you realize you're in over your head, and that's okay. That happens. But I want you to realize that if you really want something this year with your school success, you can make it happen. You just need to stop quitting on yourself. That is the only thing that's stopping you. So I really want you to think, take this. Here's your homework. Think about what you want socially, emotionally, academically, and with your extracurriculars. Those four things. What is it that you want for this school year? Mind you, this is the whole school year, not just the first quarter or trimester or however schools break it up. It doesn't matter. The whole year. What is it that you want? Is it a GPA that you want to hit by the end of the year? Do you want to join a team or a club? Or do you want to become more emotionally healthy? Do you want to develop better habits? Do you want to get better grades? Whatever it is, I want you to write it down on a sticky note. And I want you to put it somewhere that you're going to see it every single time you sit down to do your homework or whatever work you're doing. For me, it's right over here, right next to my monitor. I have all of my stuff. Also right over there on my calendar, I have the whole list of things that I want to accomplish for the year. Some people say that's a little excessive. I think it's effective. It's your call. But that's all I got for you. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I hope everyone that's starting school has an amazing, amazing start to your year. I hope everybody remembers how important you are. I hope you realize how much you matter. If no one's told you this today, then listen very, very closely. I'm proud of you. You've made it this far. No matter what struggles you went through, no matter what difficulties you went through, you've made it this far. I'm proud of you for that. And I love you very much. Thank you all for tuning in, and I'll catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces!
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.